Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
A listener note. This episode contains adult content and language.
Well, that's actually Chris Brown I'm talking to.
He made me feel confident in myself. A lot of guys had lied to me. After Chris came in, it just helped me feel like a butterfly.
Have you considered the possibility that you're not talking to Chris Brown?
I am both baffled and afraid. We don't know what's going to come out of this.
That made me think, like, hard. This is scary. Who am I really talking to? A crazy person?
We literally have no idea who we're going to be meeting. Is it a guy? Is it a girl? Is it, you know, it could be anybody.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish, the podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Shakina and Chris. All right, let's see if we got an email here. Shakina, I feel that he is real, but is he lying?
Probably.
Yeah, if you have to ask.
Say yes.
Hey, Neve.
And Cammie.
My name is Shakina. I'm 31 years old, and I live in Moreno Valley, California. I've been talking to this guy, Chris, for 3 years. He's 29, and he lives in Tarzana, California. That's not that far. They haven't met in 3 years. He's a musician, and I've been following his music for quite some time. Uh-oh, is he like a famous musician? Around 3 years ago, I decided to send him a message, and he responded.
So she reached out to him.
Yeah. I sent him my number, and he actually called me. It was on after that.
I don't know what that means.
Since then, we've been talking pretty much every damn day. We got close super fast. I've never been with someone so loving before. But I am embarrassed to tell you that there's always been another woman in the picture.
What?
I know this guy gets attention from a lot of girls, but I can't help but feel like he's hiding a lot of stuff from me. I need your help to figure out if he's serious about me and finally get him to meet in person. Please call me. Shakina. Wait a second. He has another girlfriend?
Girlfriend, a wife, who knows what.
There's got to be something about this.
There's more.
Let's give her a call and see what she has to say.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
So this one is a bit crazy. Shakina believes she's been in a relationship with this guy, Chris, for 3 years. She's totally in love. Doesn't even care that he's got another girlfriend. And of course, they've never met in person. There's so much going on here. So let's give Shakina a call.
Hey!
Hey!
What's up, Shekinah?
My curly-haired sister.
You can say that again. Shekinah has a big head of long, curly black hair that's flying all over the place as she kind of dances around in her seat with a huge smile on her face. This is Cammie, by the way.
Hi.
How you doing? How are things out in Moreno Valley?
It's okay. It's hot.
Are you from
there?
No. My parents moved from L.A. to Moreno Valley because it was too crowded.
And you live with your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just you or do you have siblings?
I have my son.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about this guy, Chris. Was it Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's actually Chris Brown I'm talking to.
What? As in Chris Breezy?
Yes.
As in your man ain't me?
As in
run it, Chris Brown?
Yes. Yes. That's him.
How are you so convinced?
I had to check his voice, and when I did, I checked when he was speaking in interviews and checked his voice on my phone. Sound the same.
Does he ever video chat?
Video chat. He keeps it dark.
I don't know what to say. I know exactly what to say. I'm just not saying it.
This is a lot, Shekinah.
Sorry.
Forgive me if I'm trying to process. It's a lot.
I'm sorry.
Have you considered the possibility that you're not talking to Chris Brown?
No.
You said you messaged him on Facebook?
Yeah, I messaged him on Facebook.
Like on his page, his fan page?
His page, his personal page.
How do you know it's his page?
Because it's his daughter's pictures and him.
Well, right, but anybody could make a fake page. Sure, there are probably dozens if you search Chris Brown that show up.
Yeah.
And I always see pictures of his daughters on Instagram. There's always pictures of them together. Yeah.
What do you make of his past relationships that have not ended well?
It's just people put too much on him. Think he's sweet. Think he's a nice person.
All right, so look, if you came down to L.A., whoever it is, if they really do live in the L.A. area, it'll be good for you to be here anyway. And we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
See you in L.A.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy. How can this woman really believe this? I mean, she seems a bit whacked, and she is laughing all the way through our call. Wow.
I mean, if she's talking to Chris Brown, then you are Chris Brown.
It all sounded so simple and innocent at first.
It never is.
All right, here we go. It's a beautiful day. I mean, bright sun and blue skies. We've got our shades on, and we are driving on the highway next to the beach, headed into the San Fernando Valley.
Shekinah. Shekinah is confused.
Hopefully we can figure out who she is talking to.
I mean,
this guy could be talking to lots of girls. We gotta help Shekinah.
Poor thing.
All right, let's go break some hearts. We've set Shekinah up in a cute little cottage. It's painted white with stone and wood detailing. Shekinah opens the door immediately and gives us both big hugs. Her hair is even bigger than I remember. She's wearing a black t-shirt and leggings with a kind of an Art Deco print on them.
What's up,
hey,
girl?
Hey.
Hi.
We're here, girl.
Hi.
Here to help.
How's your little rent? We rented you this cute little place.
I like it.
Wow, this is chic.
Super cute.
This place is awesome. Bright, open space, super slick decor, all white upholstery, modern art covers the walls. The three of us take our seats around a huge glass coffee table, and I have questions.
All right, let's get down to business.
When was the last time you were in L.A.?
It's been a while.
Do you miss living here?
Sometimes, yeah.
Maybe you'll get to hang out with some people, go to the club.
No, I don't club like that.
Those days are over?
Yeah. You got a 14-year-old, a lot of things is over with.
Oh, my gosh. Between your son's dad and Chris, how many relationships have you been in between that time?
It was just one, and he was like 12 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So not long after you had your son, you were in a 12-year relationship?
Yeah. He was real special to me.
But it didn't work out?
No, it didn't. After Chris came in the picture, it helped me get through that heartbreak.
Wow, so that explains a lot. So here you are on the end of a 12-year relationship, and you're obviously looking for something to kind of help you feel better about yourself, and you meet Chris and...
And he did that. He made me feel confident in myself. A lot of guys had lied to me and hurted me. After Chris came in, it just helped me feel like a butterfly, because I felt like I was in a cocoon for a long time. I can tell him anything, and he, like, catered to that. And no other man has did that for me. So it makes me feel like I'm special to him. That's who I want to share my life with.
All right, so, okay, let's rewind. We want to know exactly how this all started.
I looked up his name, and I say, let me add him. And he added me.
Like right away?
Yeah.
Just hitting up my new friend.
Chris yeah. Brown?
Yeah. Just felt normal to you, like
yeah,
no big deal.
Yeah, it felt normal to me. Just like, okay, let me inbox. And then every day we was texting, calling each other, and we just start connecting even more. Makes me feel like I'm the person that's just for him. And then a couple of months later, I start falling in love with him.
He's making you feel like you're the only person for him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yet I know that Chris Brown publicly has a girlfriend. Does he ever talk about that?
I never asked about it because we have a good connection. I don't want to ruin it.
But you know that he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You said it in your email. Does that bother you?
The girl that bothers me is Tekoya, because she's not on TV. She's an actual person.
So in addition to the girlfriend that he takes pictures with and goes to events with, Chris tells you that he's dating someone else.
Yeah.
Named Tekoya.
Yeah. He asks, can I have two girlfriends?
What?
I said, fine, okay. He said, won't y'all two talk? And then he put me on three-way with her.
Whoa. Chris put you on the phone.
Yeah, he did
with three-way. His other girlfriend.
Three-way. Tekoya.
Yes.
He like merged the call.
Yes, he did.
It's a virtual three-way.
Both of them were talking at the same time?
No. She'll talk to me, and then he'll come in and start talking.
Okay. And how did that go?
It went okay. She was pretty nice. We became friends.
You guys talk and text without Chris?
Yeah.
Y'all are sister wives. You're fine with it?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
And has she met him in person?
No, she haven't met him either.
Okay. How often do you and Chris talk?
Like all day. Like we'd be on the phone.
Does he tell you about, like, everything that's going on in his life, where he's at, what he's doing?
He don't tell me what he does at work or anything. He just tell me he's stressed out or he's tired.
Has he ever shown you his house?
No.
Cars?
No.
Chains?
No.
Has he sent you any pictures of anything?
No.
Never sent you any picture?
No.
Any explicit photographs?
Oh, yeah, them kind of pictures, yeah.
So just dick pics.
Yeah, if you say it like that.
Well, what else do you
How call? Many?
I got three.
Look at you. She's like proud of her three dick pics. One a year.
Yes.
And so I assume you've also reciprocated.
Yeah. I was a little tipsy. I have nothing to say about that one.
Has he done anything else to prove to you that it's him?
Yeah. On my birthday, I told Chris I'm going out to her Irish bar in Hollywood with my cousin. And we went there, and a black car pulled up. And I looked, and I seen a guy with a black hat and black glasses. I knew that was him. When the light changed, he just drove off. I was kind of mad.
How do you know it was him?
I know his face.
Did you bring it up?
I brought it up, and he started laughing like it was funny. I said, that's not funny. You know how many times I want to see you?
Cammie is flabbergasted. I mean, she's just staring at Shekinah with her mouth open, but nothing's coming out. I'm not sure what to say either, but we're here to help her, so I soldier on. All right.
I'm sorry, you're speechless.
Yeah, what else you got for us?
That's it.
You said you guys talked on the phone. Do you have, like, voicemail or anything?
Yeah,
like
I have
that?
A voicemail.
Listen, I want to hear Chris Brown's voicemail.
Shekinah finds the message and hands Cammie her phone.
Hey, I just want to say hi and let you know that I'm just to talk to you later. Sorry.
Shekinah?
Yes.
Babe.
Yes.
Girl. You know me. You're my friend. That's not Chris Brown. That sounds like a 13-year-old boy or a 20-year-old woman.
What's it going to take to convince you it's not Chris Brown? For a second, Shekinah looks a little defeated, but she bounces right back.
If I find some information, that would take a different turn.
I feel like you're going to need a lot of convincing.
We'll do some research. We'll meet back up tomorrow. We'll let you know what we find, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay.
All right, girl. Come here.
Bring it in.
We both give Shekinah a big hug. We can tell this is going to be a tough road, and she's going to need some tender, loving care. We just sit in the car. We need a moment to decompress after that one, and Cammie gives me a look that says it all.
Seriously, her passion and her connection to this man is so real.
We need to be her friend that gives it to her straight.
I am both baffled and afraid.
We don't know what's going to come out of this. This girl has got blinders on.
Good morning.
Morning. Cammie and I are working at my house today. We sit down at the dining room table and begin to break down what we heard from Shekinah yesterday.
What we're really dealing with here is Shekinah has not had the best luck with relationships and was so vulnerable and so unhappy and so confused that even the possibility of it being someone as outlandish as Chris Brown was something she was willing to believe because she needed it that badly.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be very difficult to convince her that she's not talking to him.
Shekinah sent us an email. Let's see what information she has for us. I mean, I can't imagine what we're going to find out.
All right, here's Shekinah. Hey, Neve and Cammie. So this is all the info I have on Chris. His profile, phone number, and his email.
See Breezy?
Her profile and login if we want to check out the messages.
Okay.
Since we obviously don't have pictures, the first thing we do is search the phone number to see if it comes up with a match.
Let's run this phone number. Oh.
Oh, Michigan.
Okay. So this phone number comes up registered
unknown.
And 517 is a Central South Michigan area code. Interesting. Is he from Michigan?
No. Chris Brown is from Virginia.
Okay. Well, the only other information we have is the email. Let's just search the email. This should show us if it's registered to any...
No, nothing. Okay.
Yikes.
Let's just get to the Chris Brown profile that Shekinah's been talking to.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should log in as her.
Because I don't know if we can see everything.
So I log on to Shekinah's Facebook account so I can access Chris Brown's info. Of course, the profile picture is Chris Brown. No surprise there.
All right, so here's the Chris profile.
Oh, boy.
There's not a lot on here. Friends. They have one mutual friend, Takoya.
Who thinks that Chris Brown is her boyfriend.
All right.
There is a Takoya profile picture. She's got long braids, a flower print t-shirt. She's got 540 friends, but she has kind of a sinister expression on her face, like she's hiding something. And there's a ton of Chris Brown's publicity photos, like pictures from magazines and tabloids.
These photos are very common.
Right. This is obviously fake. Let's just see who's interacting with this profile. So he posted on September 29th, Norma commented 100 emoji 8 times. He uploaded a new profile picture. Takoya, his other girlfriend, said, "Aw, my baby."
That's cute.
Takoya showing up a lot.
Yeah.
And she's friends with Shekinah.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
The next thing we can do is go to Takoya's page and see what she's up to.
All right, Takoya.
From North Carolina.
Oh, her bio.
Oh,
I'm a sweetheart, but I can be your worst nightmare. CB's girl. I'm a good girl with a big heart. Chris.
Wow, so she's very publicly Chris Brown's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let's just see if we can send her a message from my profile.
Mm-hmm.
Call. Set. All right, let's check out Chris Brown's real Instagram. Here he is.
Hold up. On the photo. He got a dog 3 days ago.
In the middle of a bunch of pictures of himself, is a photo of two adorable puppies in a big crate.
Wait, that wasn't on the fake page. The guy that Shekinah's talking to isn't even trying to convince her in any meaningful way that he is Chris Brown.
No.
He could have found a picture of Chris Brown's dog and been like, check out my new dog. And yeah. Then she would have seen that and been like, oh my God.
Oh.
And he avoids talking about anything that relates directly to Chris Brown's real life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Takoya wrote back. But she didn't call, she messaged back because she's not sure who this is.
Because if you're willing to believe you're dating Chris Brown, but you can't believe that we are trying to get in contact with you.
So yeah. Let's send a picture.
I take a selfie of me and Cammie. Maybe that'll convince her.
That's cute.
Okay, send photo.
Is she not going to believe this?
She says, I can't call right now. So let's talk to her. So how do you know Chris?
Start with the basics.
He's my boyfriend. How do you know it's really him? Well, we actually talked over the phone, and I heard his voice.
I'm like stunned.
Something happens when you've consumed and thought about Chris Brown enough, your mind actually starts to see Chris Brown.
We are actually trying to help Shekina.
I don't think she's gonna like the fact that you're trying to connect Shekina and Chris.
No, but she knows about them.
But she doesn't like the fact that they could possibly be connecting.
Well, me and her became friends, and we've gotten closer ever since. Thanks for your help. So, Takoya really likes Shekina.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Takoya is Chris.
Let's just for a moment assume Takoya makes a fan page for Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe Takoya likes girls,
mm-hmm.
and she knows a lot of girls are going to friend and talk to Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this whole thing was like a poorly designed but sort of well-executed plan for Takoya to get Shekina to like her, which she does.
Mm-hmm.
And she just hasn't known how to tell her that it's been me the whole time. She definitely is involved in this somehow.
Yeah.
It's very suspicious that the catfish is having two different people talk to each other.
All roads are not leading to...
Right. No roads lead to Chris Brown. Takoya is our prime suspect.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Cammie and I are on the way to Shekina's house. It's another picture-perfect day driving on the Los Angeles freeway, but we're feeling pretty bleak inside the car. I mean, we have nothing good to tell her.
So what do you think Shekina's reaction to all this is going to be?
I don't know. I don't know what she's going to say. I think we just need to use a little bit of tough love. Something's got to give.
All right.
Here goes nothing. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? Hi.
Shekina gives us a hug, but she seems a lot more subdued today. No big smile like she greeted us with yesterday.
How are you?
All right, let's sit down over here.
We sit down at the dining room table. Shekina's next to me, looking apprehensive, and I have a sick feeling in my stomach. This is going to be very hard for her. So...
I want to know what you guys got.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure where to start.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
I open my computer and pull up the first search we did on Chris.
All right, so let's get into this. We had his phone number, and this is the only number he's ever had.
Yeah.
So we looked up his phone number. It came back unknown, but it turns out 517 is an area code in Michigan.
Wow.
Do you know anybody in Michigan? No family, friends?
No, I do not.
Never lived there?
No.
Chris Brown is not from Michigan. Why would he have a cell phone from there?
I don't even know about that part.
I think you're doing more work trying to convince yourself that he is Chris Brown than this guy is doing to try to convince you that he's Chris Brown.
Yeah.
All right, so the next thing we did was we went to the real Chris Brown's Instagram.
First thing that comes up is the adorable dog photo.
And look at this. He got a puppy a couple days ago. Did he mention getting a new dog?
No.
That's crazy, because if you looked at Chris Brown's Instagram, you'd see he had a puppy. You'd think he would have mentioned, like, hey, I just got a new dog.
Want to see?
Right. He's not even really trying that hard.
But I think that at this point, the fact that you don't want to be hurt again, you're going to have to start coming to the realization that the real Chris Brown is not the person that you're talking to.
A darkness has fallen over Shakina that is hard to watch. She stares down at the table, trying not to cry. The person we met yesterday is completely gone.
It's a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I just want to make sure that this experience is about you.
Yeah.
Because sure, we can help you figure out Chris. But what we really want to do is help you kind of understand that your participation in this relationship has really only been you fooling yourself. Because this guy hasn't even been doing a good job convincing you he's Chris Brown. Are you prepared to kind of start to begin to accept that it's not Chris Brown?
That's a lot to take in. I still love him a lot,
sure.
But that made me think, like, hard. This is scary. Who am I really talking to? A crazy person? So I need to know. I really need to know. I have to get that closure.
Okay, that's a big step. Now we have to figure out what we can do to help Shakina get closure.
So that leads me to Takoya. What's the deal with her?
First, I pull up Takoya's page, and her creepy profile picture is just staring at us.
She's a good person, and she's easy to talk to. So that's why we became friends.
Well, so here's what we were thinking, trying to come up with an explanation for all this. Let's just say for a minute, Takoya likes girls, and she has a fake page for Chris Brown because she's a big Chris Brown fan.
Well, she is.
And she knows a lot of women are going to reach out. You reach out, she falls in love with you, you fall in love with Chris, and she says, let me introduce her to Takoya. I'll tell her that's my other girlfriend. And then you and Takoya start talking and become friends. So now she actually gets to talk to you as Chris, and she gets to talk to you as Takoya.
But you know what? He put me on three-way with her.
You said both of them were not talking at the same time. So as crazy as this sounds, maybe Takoya changes her voice a little bit and pretends to have you on a three-way when it's really just her holding a sock up.
I mean, it is possible.
It just feels like it's Takoya, and she's in love with you.
Oh, sheesh.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel if this was who you were actually talking to?
Upset. And send him private pictures.
That's true.
Really? You serious?
Yeah.
Like, that's my privacy.
Yeah.
And I don't do that with nobody.
Yeah. As a woman, that would be my biggest fear and concern, too.
When you talk to somebody for a long time, you don't think that. You just, okay, I'm in love with this person. I'm happy. You know, nobody can't tell me nothing. I'm, like, lost.
Shakina is obviously devastated. But through the sadness, I see a hint of anger. She's not in denial anymore, which is good.
Well, the only thing we haven't done is talk to Chris. So,
yeah,
if you're open to it, that would be the next thing, is us trying to contact him and see what we can find out.
I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
All right, I'm going to call him.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Yo, Sea Breezy. It's your boy Neve from Catfish. Got a beautiful young lady here who would love to meet you. Give me a call back when you get this. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks. How are you feeling about all this?
Stress.
What? Wait a second. Someone just texted me back. Not Chris, but... same area code. They said, this is a friend of Chris. I just saw your number on Chris's phone. Chris saying he will never do the show, never come clean.
What?
Come clean about what?
Never do the show, never come clean. So what are you doing?
Sounds like Chris is saying, hell no, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want to come clean. He says, I'm sitting next to Chris now, so I can't talk. Chris is talking about your message. He's trying to ghost you. You need to come to Lansing, Michigan, ASAP.
What?
This is weird.
As freaked out as Shakina is, I can see her expression changing. She's getting off the crazy train and joining us here in the real world.
This sounds like the beginning of every horror movie.
Yes, ever. It does.
Like, oh, just come with me. Trust me.
No.
I'm not a serial killer.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry. I'm spaced out.
This is a little crazy. How do we know?
You're not a murderer.
When we get there.
He'll show up.
Right. Who's this friend? This mystery source who seems to want to help, but now he says, you just have to trust me. Text me when you're in Lansing and I'll meet you. I can help explain everything.
Bruh. No.
Sheesh.
I think we gotta go. What choice do we have? Someone's trying to help us. It sounds like there's something going on. We now know they're in Michigan. We gotta go. So I say, we pack our bags. We get on a flight tomorrow morning. We'll fly to Michigan. We'll text whoever this is when we get there. Ready to do this?
Yeah.
And you understand that the fact that we're going to Michigan to meet someone who has to come clean means it's probably not Chris. You're ready for that. You're ready to let go of the fantasy and, like,
yes,
find out the truth.
Yeah, I really am. I'm serious. I need to know.
All right, we'll go on in a little adventure. It is starting to feel like Michigan Impossible. Let's go. All right.
It's about to get real.
Bye, you guys.
See you tomorrow.
Wow, I'm not sure what it is.
I don't know what it is, but it's a lot.
I still think Takoya is a suspect, but this situation is nuts. The fact that a friend with Chris reached out.
This whole thing is
bonkers.
Insane.
The three of us are at the airport getting ready to fly to Lansing, Michigan to meet God knows who. It's completely nuts. And to top it off, I'm looking at Shakina's face as we head for the plane, and I realize something.
Is this your first flight?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
I'm just scared.
Wow, she is dealing with a lot. Getting on a plane for the first time in her life to meet some unknown person who's been deceiving her for the past 3 years. She's a real trooper. Somehow, she still has a smile on her face, and she had a blast on the flight.
We made it.
We have no idea who we're about to meet, and I guess we're gonna see what happens.
We pile into our rental car and drive directly to our hotel and check in. Between the plane ride and the stress, we're all pretty wiped out. Time to get our beauty sleep because we've got a big day tomorrow. It's bright and early in the morning. Cammy and I let Shakina sleep in while we have a little powwow in Cammy's room. Basically, it's a waiting game right now.
Not surprisingly, I haven't heard anything back from our source.
Are you kidding?
Well, we left it very vague, right? I'm gonna text now.
And just, please.
We're here and we're ready.
And we've traveled far and wide.
We are here in Lansing.
This is literally like having a prison informant giving us snitch information.
Could be Chris, like you said. Could be the same person. Now he's just posing as a friend. Whoa, address. We are ready.
We.
Okay, we got an address. We will head over there soon.
We literally have no idea who we're gonna be meeting. Is it a guy? Is it a girl? Is it, you know, it could be anybody.
All right, let's check in with our girl.
Shakina opens the door and obviously did not get a great night's sleep, but that hasn't stopped her from glamming up a little bit. She's got her makeup on, her hair is done, and she's wearing stylish gray sweater with black pants and huge silver hoop earrings.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Had a lot on your mind.
Yeah.
Well, all of the rooms have a nice, comfortable little seating area. So Shakina and I sit next to each other on the sofa, and Cammy sits across from us in a swivelly office chair, camera in hand, to document the proceedings.
We just texted with the mystery friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're here in Lansing and ready to meet. They sent an address. It's like 10 minutes away. They said, we'll head over there soon.
I'm nervous as hell.
Well, you're nervous because you're meeting a guy that you've been talking to that you really like? Or is it more that you're nervous because there's a very good chance that we don't even really know who he is? Could be a guy, could be a girl.
I'm meeting a guy that I fell in love with.
That's what I'm nervous about.
All right, then. Here we go.
We're on our way to the mystery date. Shakina is next to me in the passenger seat. She's subdued, but I can tell she is nervous and a little scared.
This is hard. Person I've been talking to for 3 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a crisp and clear autumn day. The leaves are starting to turn fall colors. The small houses are all set apart from each other, surrounded by green lawns and big trees. We're getting close.
Okay, it's coming up right on this road here. One of these houses coming up. Here, this is it, I think.
We pull into the driveway of a pale yellow house with white trim. It's really cute. There's even a porch with a white picket fence. Someone's there waiting for us. I can't quite make out what they look like.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Who is that? Okay. Strange. No one's ever waiting for us in the driveway.
Exactly.
My heart is racing out of control, by the way.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we're dealing with.
Go on.
Oh, boy.
We all get out of the car. Shakina looks like she's about to hurl. And our mystery person just stands there like a statue waiting for us to come to them.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Neve.
Chikosi.
Okay, so it's not Takoya. Chikosi is heavy set, short, black hair. She's got on glasses with thick black frames and bright red lipstick.
Are you the friend we've been
Yes.
texting who's been helping us find out what's going on?
Yes. Chris, he's inside the house right now.
But not Chris.
Everything's going to get explained right. Once you meet.
But the person
Chris.
Shakina's been talking to is in there.
Yes.
Do they know we organized this?
Yes. Y'all can just gonna follow me.
Okay.
Here.
The three of us take a collective deep breath and start to follow Chikosi towards the house. Suddenly, she stops and turns around.
Before we do this, Shakina, I just really want you to know.
Yeah.
I love you. Chris love you. He love you more than any other girl he ever talked to. He's really into you. And I hope that you all go easy on him.
What is going on?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, the plot just took a crazy turn. Chikosi's disappeared into the house, and what the hell was she talking about?
Why did she say, I love you?
That
Chris loves you. That's weird. Right, you've never talked to her, right?
No.
I'm so confused.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you gentle on him?
Is she the catfish? Can't tell if the door is opening.
The door keeps opening and closing.
We all just stare into the house. Shakina is rubbing her hands together nervously. Through the screen door, we can see a small entryway inside and the door that leads into the house.
So whatever happens,
I'm gonna say what I have to say.
This doesn't feel good.
I have to see what's going on. I open the screen door and go inside.
Hello?
I still have no idea what's happening. Tracozzi just told me that they're ready, whatever that means. So I go back out to wait with Kame and Shekina, and Shekina looks like she has had enough.
What's going on?
All eyes are on the screen door. Finally, Tracozzi comes out, followed by a large woman. She has wild, long black hair, glasses. She's dressed in a light blue button shirt over a striped t-shirt and jeans.
Hi. This is Chris.
Wow.
Shekina is freaking out.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Is that your name or is
no.
that? No. Okay.
What so. Is your name?
Janisha.
Janisha. But you've been Chris this whole time?
Yeah.
And maybe you a little bit?
No.
No.
I have been involved. Shekina, you know me as Betty.
Who's that?
Chris's friend.
Okay.
Why would you lie? Why would you do that? Why would you put somebody else's face on Facebook?
I mean, when you first inboxed me, when we first started talking, it was just a joke. Like, I wasn't, like, really trying to do all that.
I was in a relationship with you, talking to you. That's different.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. How long have you had the profile?
A lot of years. I started when I was, like, probably in 10th grade.
And how old are you now?
I'm 22. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's been a while.
How many people are you talking to the same way that you were talking to Shekina?
Not that many.
For as long as her?
Probably longer.
Longer?
Yeah.
Wow.
In a romantic way?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
And do they think you're Chris Brown?
Yeah, some of them do.
So the entire time you've been talking to Shekina, you've also been talking to other people, Takoya and a few others at least.
Mm-hmm.
You were collecting photos from her, explicit photos. Were you collecting photos from other people?
No.
Shekina is taking it all in, and the tears are starting to flow.
But you realize that that's not okay.
I can't explain it. I'm sorry.
This girl is impossible to read. I'm trying to figure out what is going on inside her head, but there are no discernible feelings at all coming across in her behavior.
I just have a hard time believing you when you stand there and not show any kind of emotion. And you've known about this. You've even participated. At some point, did you ever tell her, like, you gotta stop? This isn't cool.
When I found out she was doing it, I was, you know, telling her it's wrong, you shouldn't do this, stuff like that. But, you know, I didn't want to end our friendship because of it.
Right. Are you attracted to or interested in Shekina? Because she really was in a relationship with Chris.
Yeah. So, her your true feelings of how you feel about her. I don't know.
This is the moment where you spill the tea and give us everything so that we can understand the situation.
I'm sorry for hurting you and lying to you over the years about who I was. Like, as I was, like, as a kid, I got bullied a lot, so it kind of took down my self-esteem. So basically, it covered up, like, the hurt parts of it.
Okay, so I'm listening to this girl talk, but it's tough because I have no idea how to respond. And Shekina just looks numb. Kame finally breaks the silence.
I feel like there's more to this. There's a lot of people who are insecure. There's a lot of people who get bullied. I was bullied my whole childhood, but I didn't necessarily grow up to create fake pages and lead relationships on with people for 3 years.
Yeah.
Shakina finally finds her voice.
I've been through a lot, and you know that. You should have told the truth. I would have felt better, you know, instead of being lied to.
It's too much for Shakina. The reality of the last 3 years comes crashing in on her. She turns and practically runs back to the car. Cammy chases after her.
I'm tired of people lying to me. I'm tired of being hurt.
Okay. Even though she's apologizing, I'm just not getting the feeling that she truly understands.
She don't. She don't get it.
I don't think she gets how fucked up this is. Because if she did, she would be just as emotional as you, if not more.
I'm back with Tricosi and Janisha in front of the house. Janisha is still totally detached from what she's done, just emotionless. And I'm doing what I can to try to get through to her.
Let's take a minute, and then maybe we'll talk some more.
Okay. Do you think it's okay for me to just go talk to Shakina real quick? I'm not gonna be here later, so I just wanna be able to, you know.
Yeah, you can walk over there with me and say something.
Janisha immediately disappears into the house. Tricosi and I walk over to the car. I have no idea how Shakina will react to this, but I guess it's a plus that Tricosi has some regrets. Shakina rolls down the window. Tricosi leans on the door and makes what I believe is a heartfelt apology.
I just really want to tell you how sorry I am. You know, I hate to see you cry and stuff like this, and I know it's wrong for us to, like, you know, do stuff like this to you, and you deserve a lot better than this because you're a very good person. I'm sorry.
Tricosi waits for a response that doesn't come. So she turns around and walks back up to the house. Shakina's silent for a moment, and then she breaks down.
This is hurtful.
That was difficult, for sure. You all right? I think what she needs and what you need is to both really have an open, honest conversation, all right?
Okay.
All right, let's go in.
I really do believe this will help Shakina get some closure. So the three of us march back up to the house, and I open the screen door. The inside door to the house is open, and I can see Janisha sitting on a couch in the living room.
Hey.
Hi.
Come in?
Yes, you can come.
All right.
Janisha is alone in the room, sitting on a big black leather kind of recliner couch. Shakina sits down on the other end. She's looking down, hands in her lap, with a blank look on her face.
How's everyone feeling? Little.
Okay.
I feel better.
You mentioned briefly that you were bullied when you were younger. And I just feel like that obviously has a lot to do with how we got here. So I want to understand that a little bit better.
I was getting bullied at third grade every day because I was kind of like bigger than other kids. So basically just calling me names, fat, ugly.
Then at some point you discover catfishing. Why do it so much and for so long?
I guess getting that attention that like I never had.
There were a few times that Shakina talked to you on the phone.
It was me.
Did you change your voice?
Somewhat. When I first started, like really know how to really do it.
What would you say is the longest relationship that you've been in using this profile?
About like probably like 7 years.
7 years?
Mm-hmm.
That must be exhausting. And whether you realize it or not, like you care about these people a lot, but you know you're hurting them. And that probably makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of emotions and feelings inside of you. Here's a very safe place to try telling Shakina how you feel.
I mean, I wrote a letter.
Great. That's if you want to read that, that would be great.
Dear Shakina, I just wanted you to know how I felt. What we had is real. I loved you with all my heart. The connection we have with each other was real. And you trusted me with all your problems, opened up to me, and we helped each other out. I am willing to give you your space if you need it. And I am praying that we stay in touch with each other. And that's it.
Shekinah raises her head. She looks over at us in disbelief. She looks so sad.
We can, if you need somebody to talk to. If you feel down or whatever, my phone is always open. So don't feel like you're alone in this. And you've been through a lot. So I understand. Trust me, I do. It's gonna take a while, but we can be friends. I will give you a hug. Want a hug?
Wow. Shekinah leans over and actually gives Janisha a hug. That must have been tough. I have to say, this woman has an amazing heart.
Everything be okay. We'll be all right.
All right, so this is a big turning point, hopefully, for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear, I think, to all of us that you're not a mean person. You probably already punished yourself more than any of us could punish you. But first thing you need to do...
tell the other people... and delete the Facebook.
Yes. Shekinah, you gotta stop living in the clouds. You've been distracting yourself with this for 3 years, and it's time to move on and meet someone amazing because you deserve that. All right. We're gonna walk us out.
Okay.
We all walk outside, and Shekinah gives Janisha another huge hug.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay. That's that. You hear me okay?
Yeah.
You gonna get yourself a real man?
Yes.
Maybe please. DMX this time.
No.
That was a wild ride. I was not prepared for what happened. Janisha has a long way to go to heal from whatever she's gone through in her life. I felt her pain. Shekinah really proved what a caring and open person she is. I mean, sure, she was incredibly vulnerable to this crazy scheme, but she just wanted to believe. But she survived and came out stronger than ever. We checked in with her 2 months later, and she's been dating again, but this time IRL. Janisha has shut down the Chris Brown profiles and says she came clean to Takoya and all of the others she's affected. And I'd say that's progress. I wish her well. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app if you want to listen ad-free. You'll also find some links and offers from our sponsors in the episode notes. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound designed by Mark Bush. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our senior producer is Janine Cornelo.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.